It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Thursday edition of Cole and Company underway. I am your host, Cole Bear. It is January 11th of 2024. We are on the precipice of Snowstorm 2.0. You'll get an update in about 15 or so minutes when we get to the forecast from Megan Mulford, but another big helping of the white stuff coming our way. So make sure you're prepared and make sure that if you are out and about commuting tomorrow, that you're doing so as safely as possible. So your little PSA there to start this today's show. I'm so broken up by this amount of snow. I can't even get the words out at this point. But I guess after you get dumped on as much as we did earlier this week, what's the point at this juncture? I mean, just keep it coming. What the hell makes the difference? So in the meantime, all we can do is just try to stay warm and try to stay safe. And you know what? The great thing is there's a lot of good sports to stay inside and watch, and in which case means there's a lot of good stuff to talk about today on the show. And we'll get to all the details here in just a little bit. First things first, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate you very much. However you are tuned in, all sorts of options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on social media. We're on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Cole Bear. On Facebook, type in 1650thefan. You'll find our Facebook page. Just hammer the like button at that point, and you will get more local and statewide sports content into that Facebook feed of yours. What's not to like? Make sure you bookmark that website. That's where a lot of that content I'm talking about, that local and statewide and even national sports content, is for your pleasure at 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. There's also audio on demand there, including the podcast of this show, as well as today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute. If you ever feel compelled to do so, dial me up with any questions or comments for the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, or 800-913-9479, or you could email. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, don't be shy. Fire away. Questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, like usual, we'll get to the stack. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday coming up here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a VSiN action update from our friends in Las Vegas, including Brent Musburger. We'll get you a national sports update and, as I mentioned, a forecast all during that first timeout. We'll come back in the second segment today and be joined by a friend of the show, the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst. Saw the coach last night at McLeod Center. We were both there to do our duty covering the UNI men's basketball team playing host to Illinois Chicago. The Panthers got a closely contested win last night. We'll dive into that win, of course, when Coach joins us. Also has some audio later on in the show that we'll get to regarding that game as well. But like usual, when the coach joins us, we'll talk UNI, Drake, Iowa, and Iowa State men's basketball. So look forward to all that coming up in the next segment of today's show. And give Coach a follow on Twitter, X, whatever the hell we're calling it, at K Lehman Sports. That's L-E-H-M-A-N. That's how you spell the last name, at K Lehman Sports. All right, after we're done talking hoop with Coach Lehman, we'll take the timeout at the or near the bottom of the hour. We'll get a Radio Iowa sports update from Todd Kim during that break. Come back on the other side in segment three. And as I mentioned, with some UNI audio to get to in that segment, specifically UNI coach Ben Jacobson on last night's win over Illinois-Chicago. Also have audio from Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, Drake coach Darren DeVries. Bulldogs got a huge win last night. Details on that in just a bit. But also Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter and Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley. Cyclones also got a big win last night. And we'll get to the details here. That's where we'll start with area sports news and scores in just a bit. After we're done in that third segment, we'll take the final timeout today, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Thursday, then come back for a final time and wrap up today's show. So that is what's on the agenda, boys and girls. I got to tell you, earlier, not too long ago, I think it was an hour and a half ago, one of the industry websites, the media / radio industry websites that I like to frequent, it's called Barrett Sports Media. And so I'm signed up for their newsletter. I get their emails, like to peruse that. Sometimes there's some really good stuff in there, other times not. You know how it goes with a newsletter. But got an email from Barrett Sports Media this afternoon, and it's like, well, that's not the usual time they send theirs. That's always in the morning. It's probably a promotion. No, wait, what is this? It's like a big story. That's why it got sent out. And it comes courtesy The Athletic. Have you seen this breaking news story yet? And if memory serves here, about an hour or so ago, this story had been published at that time about 5 hours ago. So roughly that would have broke at about 11 a.m. our time today. From The Athletic, ESPN. Yes, the worldwide leader in sports, allegedly ESPN, used fake names to get its College Game Day show cast more Emmy Award trophies and did so unbeknownst to the talent that received them. So they would use these fake names to get more Emmy Award trophies and then have them re-engraved with the people's names that they wanted to hand them out to. And I tell you what, you read this story. I'm not a subscriber to The Athletic, full disclosure, so I didn't get the nitty-gritty of it, but I got the, you know, the summarized version of it from Barrett Sports Media. And just talk about top-shelf scumbaggery. And that's what I tweeted out. I wanted to make sure people saw this story, so I quote-tweeted it. And, you know, to paraphrase my own tweet, was just like, This is some top shelf scumbaggery by ESPN here. And you talk about, you know, when I was young and I had thought that maybe this was something I wanted to do when I got older, but I had other things in mind as well. But when you did have these thoughts, and I wasn't the only younger kid who thought that, who either did or didn't go into this career, it was, if you thought about it, it's like, well, yeah, work for ESPN one day. Like, that's the pinnacle, right? There was no question to it. It's work for ESPN one day. Like, if you want to go into media, that's the pinnacle of going into media, particularly sports media. But even so, at the time, like, you know, if you're working for ESPN or call it NBC or Fox, all seen as equals, whether it was news or sports, that's how powerful ESPN was. And for just how foul and just grossly wrong it is for ESPN to have done this, I think it's just another page in this ever-evolving book of how far the worldwide leader in sports, as it once called itself. It technically got rid of that. I saw that earlier this year at one point that ESPN, I guess officially, there's an official way to drop that moniker, but they're no longer calling themselves the worldwide leader in sports. And, you know, the mouse, Disney, purchased ESPN however many years ago, and they have struggled to make it profitable somehow. They've purged a lot of their high-end priced talent. And by nature of that, I mean, they've ran so much talent out of ESPN with loyal followings. I've been telling people this for maybe close to half a decade now, and I don't mean to say that ESPN doesn't have worth. It does. And I think this is illuminated by what I'm about to say, which is when people ask about, some people get more interested in like how I consume sports because of what I do. And I tell them when I'm watching ESPN, I'm watching a game. Like, that's the only thing that I watch on ESPN anymore. And that was not the case when I was younger. And perhaps, you know, you're out there and you're in your 50s or your 60s and you have a similar experience. I could totally see that. Where maybe in your 40s, you were watching some of ESPN's shows or listening to ESPN radio. And you're not doing it anymore. And I don't have enough time to get into all the bad decisions. And I mean, there's plenty of them. But man, just shame on ESPN for this. Holy cow. ESPN using fake names to get College Game Day cast more Emmy Award trophies. And if that came from The Athletic today, a bombshell story report. And if you don't have The Athletic, I would recommend going to Barrett Sports Media like I did, where you can get a summarized version of what the quote-unquote worldwide leader in sports has done here. Also, quick shout-out to the Cubs. Hey, I guess they're actually going to try to sign some players and be good next season. They signed Japanese left-hander Shota Imanaga and then made a trade with the Dodgers today, so... I mean, it only took about 3 months, but hey, here we go. Hot stove is heated up in Chicago, so better late than never. That's been enjoyable. So good vibes and bad vibes. Try to balance it out a little bit with what I have to bring you here today in the opening segment. But we need to dive into area sports news and scores now for your Thursday. The Iowa State women's basketball team used a big fourth quarter to rally past 24th-ranked West Virginia, 74-64 last night. You heard that game right here on The Fan. West Virginia led 44-31 at halftime and was ahead by 19 points midway through the third quarter. Cyclones roared back in that final quarter, outscoring the Mountaineers 27-9. I think in total it was like a 36-8 run at one point. Iowa State finished the game on a 20-2 run. Freshman Audie Crooks led Iowa State with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Iowa State now 4-0 in the Big 12. And 11-4 overall. Caitlin Clark finished with 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists as the third-ranked Iowa women made 15 three-pointers and routed Purdue 96-71 last night in West Lafayette. Clark now has 15 career triple-doubles, including four this season. Iowa now 16-1 overall, has won 13 in a row, and they are 5-0, the Hawkeyes, in the Big Ten. Kyle Pokes, 13 points off the bench, helped UNI to a 67-59 win over Illinois-Chicago last night at McLeod Center. Poke was 4-4 from the field, 3-3 from 3, 2-2 from the free throw line. Michael Duax and Bowen Bourne and Titan Anderson each added 12 points as well, joining Poke in double figures. UNI was up by 3 at the half and ended up evening its overall record with that win at 8-8. Panthers now 2-3. In the Missouri Valley Conference. The UNI football team is in search of a new offensive coordinator. Bodie Reeder, who had held the OC position the last 2 years for the Panthers, has accepted the OC job at Middle Tennessee State. Last season, UNI's offense ranked 9th nationally in red zone efficiency, 15th in passing offense, and 39th in total offense. Reeder really led a resurgence for the Panthers offense in his two seasons. And this now leaves two big holes for Coach Mark Farley to fill on his staff, as back in early December, defensive coordinator Jeremiah Johnson left to become the DC at Louisiana Tech. Weather permitting, if anybody's got updates on these, please pass along 319-277-1918 or email me, cole@1650thefan.com. Weather permitting, tonight in Metro Wrestling, Waterloo West boys and girls hosting a dual meet against Cedar Rapids, Washington. Waterloo East boys and girls scheduled to be on the road for dual meets at Ottumwa. Waterloo Columbus Catholic boys with a double duel against Dyke New Hartford and East Marshall, and the Cedar Falls girls among 20 teams competing at the Cascade Tournament. I think I did see that the boys swimming perhaps was postponed. Cedar Falls with a dual meet at Cedar Rapids. Kenny, of course, all that touch and go with the forecast for later tonight into tomorrow. The Waterloo Blackhawks are preparing for a pair of home games this weekend against USHL Eastern Conference opponents. The Hawks will host Chicago tomorrow night and Youngstown on Saturday. Waterloo has won its last three home games and is 9-4 at Young Arena this season. Saturday's game will mark the midway point of the Blackhawks' schedule. You can, of course, hear those games right here on The Fan. Pregame coverage tomorrow night of the Steel in town to take on the Blackhawks begins at 6:45. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. A national sports update and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. And the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, joins us next. We'll talk Bulldogs, Panthers, Hawkeyes, and Cyclones on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Chiefs and Dolphins Saturday night at Arrowhead Stadium, AFC wildcard game. The Chiefs are the 4.5-point favorite with a total of 44. Patrick Mahomes over-under passing prop bet 254.5 yards passing, 1.5 touchdown passes, minus 160 to the over. College basketball last night, Drake over Indiana State 89-78. The Bulldogs covered as 2.5-point home favorites. And Northern Iowa 67-59 over Illinois Chicago. The Panthers cover as 7-point favorites. Of the NHL today, the Blackhawks plus 340 at Winnipeg. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
Tricky Nikki Haley supports the radical trans agenda, allowing gender reassignment surgeries on minors.
When a 12-year-old child assigned female at birth says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow?
Haley's answer?
The law should stay out of it. Let's get them the help, the therapy, whatever they need.
Donald Trump is no better.
Trump made a controversial decision.
You allowed biological men to compete the Miss Universe pageant. Can a man become a woman?
While Trump and Haley kowtow to woke liberal elites, Ron DeSantis has stood firm. No surgeries on minors. Protect girls' sports.
I signed it. You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it.
Standing strong for parents' rights and ensuring an age-appropriate curriculum in the classroom. Proven leadership we can trust. That's Ron DeSantis. Paid for by Fight Writing. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Fight Writing is responsible for the content of this ad. Fight-Write.org.
Real food for real people. That's what you'll get at the Wild Hare American Bar and Grill in Cedar Falls. Everything from burgers to wraps to some of the Cedar Valley's best sandwiches, pizza, and salads. The Wild Hare is truly the Cedar Valley's neighborhood hangout, where you can watch sports, enjoy an appetizer.
All right, sounds
meal.
Good. About 90
Find
seconds.
Find your friends, family, and your next-door neighbor waiting for you at the Wild Hare American Bar
Start
and
with
Grill.
The Bulldogs.
2512 Whitetail Drive in Cedar Falls.
World's on fire. Attacks in the Middle East. Ukraine and Russia at war. And right here, Joe Biden has created a dangerous threat to every American. Biden's open border policies have opened the floodgates to a record number streaming in. 12,000 in one day alone. This means increased terrorist threats and even more deadly fentanyl being delivered to our neighborhoods. President Trump will change that. He'll secure our borders by building even more wall. He'll end visitors from terrorist countries being allowed to enter. And Trump will treat the drug cartels the same as he treated terrorists who kill Americans. President Trump, the strength to protect our borders and our families.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President 2024, Inc.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 p.m. tonight. A blizzard warning begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow. A wind chill watch begins at 6 p.m. Saturday night. Overcast skies tonight with heavy snow likely. Lows around 16. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, 18.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColbert.
You know, I was thinking during that break that you want to under-promise and over-deliver. And I think with regard to the segment now with our friend, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, I can tell you for sure that this segment's going to be better than the forecast. It's going to be better than the weather. And it's going to be better than that commercial break because of all the political ads that we got going on. So there we go, coach, right? Like, we at least know that we're going to be better than a couple things now as we talk hoops.
That gives me a really good feeling, Cole. And I'm listening to your weather report. I have to be at Southern Illinois Carbondale sometime tomorrow. So I'm trying to beat this blizzard.
Yeah.
Out of Iowa.
Well, you get far enough down there. Former Salukis coach Barry Henson once said that Carbondale is the San Diego of the Midwest. So I'm sure you're going to be enjoying some really nice weather once you get down there.
Do you know what they call the Southern Illinois people call Cedar Falls? They have nicknamed it Frostbite Falls. And that's all they call it when I'm down there.
Yeah. For whatever reason, the weather never seemed to like the Salukis being in town. Barry had made some comments about that, as you might imagine, years ago when he was the Salukis head coach. And, you know, talking about the Salukis, it just makes me think about just how, you know, interesting and compelling this Missouri Valley Conference race has been in the early goings here. And look no further last night than in Des Moines at the Knapp Center, where the Drake Bulldogs got an 89-79 win, I think it was, over first-place Indiana State, a team that was at McLeod Center on Sunday and got the best of Ben Jacobson's Panthers. Drake now 4-1 in the Valley, 13-3 overall. Last year's Larry Bird Player of the Year, Tucker DeVries, does what he does. He scored 29, and it was a second half that sent Drake past Indiana State. So, Coach, you know, looking back on what the Bulldogs were able to do last night and what I think was a game that delivered, two really good teams, and Drake, with the benefit of home court advantage, is able to take care of business. What were your takeaways? What do you think we learned from that matchup between the Bulldogs and the Sycamores last night?
Well, marquee matchup of the Valley season so far, and I had the Bulldogs when they really had struggles and slipped on the banana peel there at Belmont, and I had a feeling they're going to come back really strong against Indiana State, which they did. Now they've got to go to Southern Illinois, so this is a huge week for the Drake Bulldogs. But if you look at Indiana State, I mean, I still think that's probably the team the rest of the league is chasing.
I'd agree.
They were able to take Swope struggled from the three-point line, and that guy's, you know, instant bucket getter. They held him to 12, 1 of 6 threes. But I listened to Darren DeVries a little bit today on his follow-up of that game. He said they really had struggled with the speed of Indiana State early in that game, and then kind of adjusted to it and got used to it, and that's the way they settled down. They actually had, I believe, a 17-point lead in the second half, so it was a really good performance by Drake after the game was tied at 43-all at the halftime.
You know, one thing that stuck out to me watching that game after I got home from McLeod Center last night was our guy, Darnell Brody. He finishes with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Robbie Avila, the big man for Indiana State, you know, 6'10", he's no string bean himself. But when it came to being able to try to wall up against Brody when he caught it with position in the post, Robbie couldn't hang, and I think that's a big piece of information for Darren DeVries and his staff to have moving ahead when I think they're going to play Indiana State again and ultimately very well could meet at the Valley Tournament.
Well, Brody, I know he's your favorite player. He is becoming your favorite player.
Yes.
Much stronger. He's got the body fat down. Can play for longer stretches. Think about him 3 years ago. He could go about six trips and they had to take him out. He is in fantastic shape. He is the worst interview I've ever had because I try to get some words out of him every time I have a Drake game, and he just won't tell you anything. I do know this. He gave up lattes at Starbucks, and that helped him cut the weight and really helped his bank account because they were like, DeVries told me, it's like $8 a shot. Jeez. For those things.
Holy cow. I had no idea that lattes are so bad for your health. I'll usually, like, I am not a coffee drinker, but I'll get one of them frou-frou lattes like three or four times a winter when I'm really cold and it sounds good. It's like, I guess, an adult's hot chocolate, I suppose. But yeah, I can't bring myself to have them too often because of how much they cost. I had no idea they were that bad for my health.
Well, according to D-Rock, this kid was addicted to them. He was getting them daily. He was a McDonald's fan too, but he looks like $1 million in there. And that's when he gets low post position.
Yeah.
He is really difficult to deal with. And here's the other thing that always pops out at me with Darnell Brody, 3 assists. He's become a very willing passer for the Drake team. And they've had to try to change the way they play, Cole, because Penn's gone, the big, all-time assist leader at Drake. So DeVries tried to really facilitate at Belmont. And I think it hurt him. He has to have a scorer's mentality, which evidently did last night as he rang up 29 points.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting as well, watching that game last night, as I continue to find opportunities to watch the Bulldogs. It is interesting to see how they get the ball across half court, whether it's, playing in the half court or playing in transition without Roman Penn. And Connor Enright's, I think, done a good job. I don't think he's necessarily going to be first or second team All-MVC, but he's doing a serviceable job. And I think some of those other guards in Aiton Wright and Kevin Overton, they can handle it a little bit. And it's probably, don't you think, Coach Lehman, going to have the best case scenario might be everybody just kind of sharing those ball handling duties, because there's no perfect answer on this team.
Yeah, Connor Enright's got a bum shoulder now. If you look at his stats, he's shooting over 50% from three. And then he hurt the shoulder, so I don't think he's quite as effective as he's been in the past. And I tell you, the guy they really like, if you remember number three, Kobe Garland, he is a left-handed freshman.
Yeah.
The last guy that Darren took, he said, we were going to take him to our last scholarship. We didn't know where they're going to hold the scholarship. And they love this kid. He's been their biggest surprise. Long-armed, a 6'1 point guard, but he's got those long arms. He's not a great shooter, but he just does everything else really well. They like this young man, so he gives them a little relief at that point guard position, along with Connor Enright. Sometimes they play him together. But, if you look at this Drake team and Indiana State team, they are loaded with guys that can score the basketball.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, this league has changed, Cole. Think about 10 years ago, it was a slugfest. Now it's become an offensive league. Part of it's the change in the rules. Part of it's the transfer portal. But I think it's a really exciting brand of basketball. I did many of, 44 to 42 games up in the McLeod Center.
Yeah.
We're not seeing those anymore.
I remember those too, Coach. And I'm happy for the change as well. And speaking of McLeod Center, you and I gets a 67-59 win at McLeod Center against Illinois-Chicago last night. Four Panthers in double figures. But to me, I thought the defense was the story, because the Panthers had a season-high 12 steals that forced a season-high total of 18 turnovers from the Flames. And then in the second half, they really guarded the three-point line as well. And I think that's key for this Ben Jacobson team. The more I watch them, they've demonstrated that they can play pretty high-level offense. But given the fact it's maybe not as consistent as it needs to be, this seems like a team that's going to have to hang its hat maybe more than it anticipated on the defensive end of the floor. What do you think?
Well, we just talked about how the scores have changed in the last decade. The way that the Panthers play has also changed, because remember, they were always a great defensive team, and that's what they hung their hat on. Now, I think it started kind of with A.J. Green, maybe before that with Wes Washburn. They have become a fast-paced team, and their defense has lacked at times. They're really struggling at the three-point line defensively. They got to tighten that up. They were doubling the post, got caught in some rotations in that first half of that game and gave up the three ball. I think that's been their issue that they're working on. And if they can get that solved, we know they have enough punch at the offensive end. And we saw that with their bench was great last night. How about Kyle Polk as a freshman? That guy has the fastest trigger I've seen in the Valley.
Yeah, he's the type of shooter that really helps Ben Jacobson offenses. And I think last night he played well with the extended minutes that he earned. But having him out on the floor along with a five-man in Drew Daniel, and to an extent maybe you could get out of Titan Anderson too, but having a five-man in that flow offense that demands the defender show a little respect for the three-point shot, man, it really opens up a lot of things in that offense they run.
Well, my son, and you heard him call me on the phone last night, so we talked the way home. He said, this morning, he said, hey, Dad, is Kyle, and he's a Panther fan through and through. He grew up in that uniform. That was his personal playground from age 2 to age 12 when I left town. But he said, is Kyle Polk a good basketball player or just a good shooter? And my answer was, I've said this to you for years, Grant, shooting makes up for a multitude of sins. And he goes, okay, I get it. And I said, this kid can shoot it.
Yes, he's a certified shooter. There's no doubt about it. All right, hey, let's talk about the Iowa State Cyclones. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest for a few more minutes here on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. And it was Tuesday night that the Cyclones hosted second-ranked and previously unbeaten Houston. They get that win. I think it was 57-51. They got out to a really good start in that game, but Houston just wouldn't go away being as talented as it is. Coach, I mean, just your takeaways from what was obviously one of, if not the biggest win of the T.J. Otzelberger era.
15-round heavyweight boxing match, and that's the way the Clones like it. Houston likes it that way, too. 14-0 start by Iowa State, and I love Kelvin Sampson's remarks after the game. He said, we peed down our leg in the first half. They turned it over.
Yeah.
It allowed Iowa State to get going. But here's the thing, Cole. In this day of the transfer portal, in this day of getting old, it's rare to see a freshman, and I'm talking about Momchilovich, be the star player because everybody's using old guys. I had that Cincy-Texas game, and we highlighted the Cincy guard off the bench. He was the only freshman playing in that game with Texas and Cincinnati. You just don't see freshmen play anymore because the portal. But they've done it. TJ's done this. Momchilovich is, I mean, he is a rising star or already a star. Hit the big game winner with the shot that put them ahead last night. I really like this Iowa State team.
Yeah, you make a great point. Momchilovich is so impressive with the skill that he has and the shots that he can make. As young as he is, one quick thought I had on that game is watching Houston, they play so incredibly physical. Made me think of the Seattle Seahawks defense in the NFL, the Legion of Boom, where somebody had said at one point when they were really cooking, you know, if you commit pass interference on every play, they're not going to call pass interference on every play. And I'm no homer. I didn't graduate from Iowa State. But, man, you could have called so many hand check fouls on Houston in that game Tuesday night. But it's like they play so physical, you can't call it every time down the floor. So I guess tip your cap to them.
Well, that's a great point, Cole, because I've got Drake at Southern Saturday, as we mentioned. Southern does the same thing. And when I was at Belmont Sunday for that Drake game, they were still complaining, the Belmont Bruins, about how they got beat up at Southern Illinois. And I looked at them and said, you better accept it and you better find out how to deal with it because that's the way and what they're going to do to you down there. They always do. They foul you all the time. And I'm looking at the statistical stats now. They're one of the team that fouls the least in the Valley. I'm like, how could that be? Because they foul, like Houston, constantly.
Yes. Yeah, there's something to be said for that approach. I think there really is. You got to just establish before that first media timeout hits, this is how we're playing defense. And if the refs swallow a couple their whistles just a couple times, the precedent's set at that point, and off you go. So,
Cole, there's another one about officials. They don't like 2-hour and 20-minute games. They don't like all those trips to the free throw line. So that's why sometimes in those games they let a few of those things go.
Well, here's another thing: if you're a print journalism guy like me, we also don't like 2-hour and 20-minute games.
Hey, let's hope you never have Fordham because I had them in the Paradise Gym. Every game they played was 2-hour and 20 minutes. They were a hack fest waiting to happen. Couldn't throw it in the ocean. They were tackling people. I told Brad Wells, I said, this is going to be the ugliest three games we've ever called when these guys play. And it was.
I don't want to jinx it, so I'm just not going to say anything about not the chances of not having to cover Fordham. All right, quickly, before I let you go, Coach Lehman, the Iowa Hawkeyes got their first Big Ten win this past weekend against Rutgers. I think the question now is there enough there? Has anybody seen enough to go, okay, this Hawkeye team seems capable of being able to kind of go on that run of success that they had in a pocket in the Big Ten last year where they were able to find their way to the NCAA tournament? Have you seen enough yet to think they can go on just good enough of a run in conference play to replicate last year's success?
Well, I've heard that, and I've heard 2 years ago when they struggled, started off 0-3 and won the Big Ten tournament. This is a different team, a much different team. This was a big three-game stretch from here. Rutgers at home, they got that one. Now you got Nebraska coming in. I think it's a good time to have Nebraska because they just beat number one Purdue. So emotionally, it's a good game for the Hawks. And then they go to Minnesota, which is playing better than we think, but a winnable game. So I think you will know more about Iowa. But right now, most of the national people are saying, hey, this is an NIT team that the Hawks have, unless some things change at the defensive end. And I don't know if that's going to happen. They just aren't physical up front for the rigors of that 20-game Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, good point. With the Nebraska and Minnesota games coming up, it's a hurry-up-and-wait situation, I think, right now for the Hawkeyes as you try to project on what it's going to look like toward the middle or end of February. But, Coach, go ahead.
Here's an interesting, Cole. If you look at the Big Ten, the bottom's gotten better, but the middle's not as good as it was. And this league is not as good as it's been in the past. The Big 12 is loaded. You saw they bring Houston in. And think about this. They're adding Arizona next year to the Big 12. This is going to be – they're trying to make it the SEC football league of NCAA basketball, the Big 12, with the teams that they're adding.
I think you could say that they've done it, you know, before it's even happened because, wow, what Houston already brings. And, you know, don't sleep on Cincinnati. Well, that's a good program too.
And BYU too. Throw BYU in there.
Yeah, they're a really good program as well. Saw them in the NIT a couple years ago against you and I. Coach, great stuff as always. Really appreciate it. Get to the San Diego of the Midwest safely, okay?
I will. From Frostbite Falls to the San Diego of the Midwest. I'm on my way.
Man, how about that? Coach Lehman, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too. ESPN College basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. And speaking of college basketball and the Big Ten, as Coach was just telling us about, we've got big-time Big Ten basketball tonight here on The Fan. Michigan State on the road to take on 10th-ranked Illinois. Pregame coverage begins at 7:45 here tonight on The Fan. Tip-off at 8. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break. We'll come back on the other side. I've got a whole bunch of audio. Hope to get to all of it. We'll hear from Bill Finley, Lisa Bluter, Darren DeVries, Ben Jacobson, and Fran McCaffrey. That's all next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Freshman forward Owen Freeman has been a bright spot in what could be a down year for the Iowa basketball team. The 6'10 native of Moline is averaging better than 10 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game and also leads the team with 30 block shots. He's been named Big Ten Freshman of the Week 5 times already this season.
You know, to be recognized 5 times in this league is really hard to do, as you all know. And, you know, anytime you have one of your guys that really works hard and prepares, you're just thrilled for him.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes 9-6 overall, 1-3 in the Big Ten. They host Nebraska tomorrow night. Last night in Des Moines, Tucker DeVries poured in 29 points as the Drake men beat Missouri Valley leader Indiana State 89-78. The Bulldogs now 4-1 in conference play. And last night in Cedar Falls, UNI beat Illinois Chicago 67-59. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Iowa. With just days to go before we caucus, Nikki Haley is showing her true colors. Here's what Wall Street funded Nikki Haley just said in New Hampshire.
You know Iowa starts it. You know that you correct it.
Haley disparages the caucuses and insults you.
You know Iowa starts it. You know that you correct it.
Nikki Haley has made it clear she doesn't trust you. But you know what? It's Nikki Haley that can't be trusted because she's not a true conservative and she won't represent our shared Iowa values.
Donald Trump is running on his issues. Nikki Haley is running on her donors' issues.
I'm running on your issues.
It is Ron DeSantis who embodies and defends our values of faith, family, and freedom. And he's got the support of some important Iowans to show it. Governor Kim Reynolds, Bob Vanderplas, 42 state legislators, 120 county chairs, over 120 Iowa faith leaders, and dozens of Iowa sheriffs, they all back Ron DeSantis. Join them and caucus for Ron DeSantis on January 15th.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron DeSantis for president.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
At Cedar Valley Ortho Express, you can simply walk in to be seen by expert orthopedic providers for all your acute injury needs. The clinic is now open Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. We're located at 4612 Prairie Parkway in Cedar Falls. Visit torresorthopedics.com/orthoexpress to learn more about us and our services. Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. Walk into Cedar Valley Ortho Express today.
Tricky Nikki Haley supports the radical trans agenda, allowing gender reassignment surgeries on minors.
When a 12-year-old child assigned female at birth says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow?
Haley's answer?
The law should stay out of it. Let's get them the help, the therapy, whatever they need.
Donald Trump is no better.
Trump made a controversial decision.
You allowed biological men to compete the Miss Universe pageant. Can a man become a woman?
While Trump and Haley kowtow to woke liberal elites, Ron DeSantis has stood firm. No surgeries on minors. Protect girls' sports.
I signed it. You didn't. You killed it. I signed it. I stood up for little girls. You didn't do it.
Standing strong for parents' rights and ensuring an age-appropriate curriculum in the classroom. Proven leadership we can trust. That's Ron DeSantis. Paid for by Fight Right Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Fight Right Inc. is responsible for the content of this ad. Fight-right.org.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Thanks so much for being here. The Iowa State women, big win last night. They're now 4-0 in the Big 12. They outscored 24th-ranked West Virginia 20-2 to close that game with a 74-64 win in Ames last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. The Clones trailed by 19 midway through the third quarter. Audie Crooks led the way with 22 points. And after coming back from injury, senior guard Emily Ryan played a season-high 26 minutes and had 13 points.
That's what's so much fun about this group is we're just going to keep playing regardless of how things are going. It's not always going to be pretty. We've proven that these first four games of the Big 12 Conference, but as long as we keep playing, we're confident that we can do it any night.
That's Emily Ryan right there. After missing all 7 3-point attempts in the opening half, the Cyclones made 5 of 10 in the second half.
The shots in the first half weren't bad looks. They just weren't falling. And we know when we're in Hilton, the crowd's going to get behind us just like tonight. This is one of the loudest I've heard Hilton in my 4 years. And just being a part of that atmosphere and the freshmen getting to experience that today, it was special for sure.
Meanwhile, the third-ranked Iowa women raced out to an 11-point lead after the first quarter and went on to win 96-71 at Purdue last night. Caitlin Clark had a triple-double with 26 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds, and the Hawkeyes improved to 5-0 in Big Ten play.
We feel good about that. I love that we had five people in double figures. Caitlin, again, has a triple-double. I thought Sida Folter came in and did a really good job off the bench. Gabby shot the three really well. I thought we boarded well, high assists, so it was a nice all-around game for us.
That, of course, is Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Caitlin Clark, 6 of 14 from three-point range, while the Hawkeyes shot 53% as a team and out-rebounded Purdue 40-22 in front of what was a sellout crowd.
I think it's something we're going to face in the Big Ten the rest of the year, so it was a great win for us. I don't think the crowd really affected us at all. They were great, good for Purdue. I'm happy for them. The fans really showed out. But I think our group was really mature, and we never let that affect us from the jump, and just a good win for our group, yeah.
Moving into men's college basketball that took place last night here in the state, we talked about this one in the last segment with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, as Tucker DeVries had 29 points, and the Drake Bulldogs took control late to beat Missouri Valley Conference leader Indiana State 89-78. Last night at Knapp Center. The Bulldogs 4-1 in the Valley and needed that dub. They bounced back from getting their butts beat against Belmont on Sunday.
I thought defensively it took us a little while to settle in because their speed was hard to adjust to early. And then once we got a little grasp of that, if you will, I thought our guys did a really good job of knowing what they were trying to get out of their actions and being able to kind of take away the back cuts but still be able to be aggressive enough to take away their rhythm on their threes.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs committed only three turnovers in that win against the Sycamores last night, and they forced Indiana State into 15.
Forcing 15 turnovers says a little bit about our aggression tonight. And then the three turnovers, it's huge for us. You know, in our losses, we've had, 15-ish type turnovers ourselves. And to only turn it over three times, we thought it was critical. It's critical every night, but we thought it was going to be especially important tonight because if you give this team live ball turnovers, they're going and converting. And the guys did a tremendous job of not giving them very many of those opportunities.
We go from the Bulldogs to the Panthers. The UNI men's basketball team bounced back as well with a 67-59 win over Illinois-Chicago at McLeod Center last night. The Panthers' defense played a large part in that win against the Flames, in particular recording a season-high 12 steals, which led to a season-high 18 turnovers by UIC. Here's Coach Jacobson.
You know, that's probably the ball game, huh, fellas? Like that part of it, right? I mean, you got an 8-point game. It's a 4-point game around a minute and a half, I think, still. So that aspect was, I would say that was that's what flipped the game for us. It felt like our baseline rotations were not very good, but the stuff in the top of the floor, they were pretty good. We had guys in there and going after the basketball, right? And going in to get it, either getting a deflection or coming up with it. It's one of the things we've talked about. You know, it's just our overall activity level defensively needs to continue to increase. Right? There were more possessions tonight where it was at a level that impacts the game.
Another element of UNI's defense that helped make a difference in what became a back-and-forth game was defending the three-point line. UIC shot 6 of 13 from 3 in the first half, not good. The Panthers then held the Flames after halftime adjustments to a 2 for 13 mark from 3 in the second half, but Coach Jacobson says a lot more work that's got to get done on that three-point defense.
We didn't like it in the first half. You know, they're 6 of 13. Of the 6 makes, feels like 4 or 5 of them, we weren't anywhere near them. There's too many three-point shots being taken when we don't have anyone close to guys. Okay? That has to get fixed. Right? We aren't going to play at a high enough level consistently. And even if we are, if that continues to be a part of it, right, you're going to have a hard time winning in this league, right? It's too hard, right? The second half, I'm going to have to watch it. It felt like, it did feel like we were closer on some of them, Cole. It did. I thought RJ got to a guy, was real close, kind of hand-to-hand on a contest. Tough cover for Huddy, for Cole in particular, but 50 standing wide open in that corner. They drive it and they kind of get stuck, but Huddy's on that block feeling like he wants to help, right? The big guys want to track to that. So 50's wide open in that corner. Now that's a hard cover for a center who isn't out there very often. But I'm going to have to watch the rest of them. I'm glad they were 2 of 13, and I hope we guarded 7, 8, 9 of them pretty good. But we got to get to the point where they take fewer. They took 26. We needed them to take 18. Right? And instead of having 8 or 9 or 10 that are wide open, nobody near them, that needs to be 4 instead of 10. Like that's the progress that we're going to have to make.
Titan Anderson and Michael Duax each finished with 12 points in the win, and both spoke post-game about how adjustments were made throughout that game that featured 8 lead changes.
We had to make some adjustments. Obviously, they were knocking down some shots, and we were switching still, and they were getting some driving lanes, baseline. So, I mean, we just really had to lock into those two things at halftime, and that's, I feel as though we did better in the second half.
Yeah, going off that, I think we just all played really well together, because anytime you're switching all five, you're going to get mismatches, and you're going to find yourself in weird positions. So just having each other's backs and being there for one another is like how you defend when you have centers that can shoot threes like that.
All right, we got to take our final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back on the other side and wrap up a Thursday edition of Cole & Company.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. A stunner in Seattle as the Seahawks announced Pete Carroll is out as head coach after 14 seasons. He will, however, remain with the team as an advisor.
This isn't about me being the head coach. It's about this organization being successful and being on course for the long haul of it as well. And I realize that. I mean, you know, I'm about as old as you can get in this business. And there's coming a time they got to make some decisions. And so moving towards the future, if there's some way that I can add something to them down the road, we'll see what happens.
Carroll is the all-time winningest head coach in franchise history, which included a Super Bowl title in 2014. Meantime, Raiders interim head coach Antonio Pierce received a request from the Titans Wednesday to interview for their head coach opening. The Giants and defensive coordinator Wink Martindale agreed to part ways after 2 seasons. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Why go to a monument company? Black Hawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Black Hawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls, or call 319-266-0282. Black Hawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
Hot tubs, saunas, pools, chemicals, parts, grills, pellets, seasonings, all available locally at Tubs R Us. I'm Chris Fink with Tubs R Us. We've been serving the Cedar Valley since 1994 with reputable service and quality products like QCA Spas. Stop into our showroom to explore ways to turn your home into an oasis with a new spa, sauna, pool, or smoker grill. Whether you want quality time with loved ones, to simply relax, or entertain friends, we're here for you. We're Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Black Monday was far from the frenzy we anticipated, but as the week has gone on, more coaches starting to fall victim to this gloomy time of the year. Most recently, it was the Titans head coach Mike Vrabel, and with Bill Belichick's tenure with the Patriots now in doubt, many have put Vrabel as the leading candidate to replace the all-time great in New England. As a former Patriot, the move seems like a perfect cultural fit, but that's not really how NFL teams operate. When a regime changes, owners tend to go in the opposite direction. The Lions went from a controlling head coach in Matt Patricia to a players coach in Dan Campbell. Cardinals went from offensive-minded Cliff Kingsbury to defensive-minded Jonathan Gannon. And the Dolphins went from Brian Flores to Mike McDaniel. Belichick's tenure with the Patriots was more successful than any of those coaches, of course, but after 23 years in New England, moving away from Belichick and the Patriot way may be a breath of fresh air for a franchise that desperately needs it. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get started, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use the promo code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code Patrick, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions. Restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman for joining today's show. Great stuff with the coach as always. If you missed any of it, podcast will be available in mere minutes at 1650thefan.com. Coming up later tonight here on The Fan, big time Big Ten basketball, Michigan State on the road at number 10 Illinois. Pregame coverage begins at 7:45. Tip-off is at 8. That's a wrap for me. Have a great night, everybody. Stay safe with snowstorm numero dos on its way. I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.